Today is Tuesday, March 8th, 2016. It is 8 a.m. WET. This is Root Stability Study Workshop in Copal.
Sorry, everyone. We'll start in just a minute. All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming so early in the morning and finding our room. This is Aliza Agopian from ICANN. I just wanted to introduce our guests, Benno and Christian, from NLNet Labs and Zidon. They're going to talk about the Continuous Data-Driven Analysis of Root Stability, the CDAR study, which ICANN commissioned as part of a number of commitments we've made to study the security and stability of the root zone system and the impact of the new GTLD program on it. So I will let the gentleman take over.
Thank you, Aliza. So the CDAR project, Continuous Data-Driven Analysis of the Root Stability. The study is run by three partners. The coordinating partner, TNO, it's Bart Gijzen as coordinator. Christian Hesselman, SIDN, the Dutch .nl registry. And myself, Benno Overeinde, and of course our colleagues, but let's not go into, spend too much time. And NLNet Labs, and small not-for-profit research and development company. Next slide. Is this one? There we go. Thank you. So what's the goal for today? First, what's the brief goal of the project, of the CDAR project, is to have a technical study of the impact of the new GTLD program on the root stability. And to do so, we define a number of metrics that are performance indicators. So can we measure changes in the performance of the root system? And can we also define metrics of instability parameters? The result of the study will be a technical report, and this report will be input for discussions in the ICANN community for technical development, technical of advice, recommendations, and policy development in the ICANN community, and the report will be input to that. For example, given the risk parameters, the community came up with some to develop contingency plans. Am I doing that?
No,
or?
No,
all right. Sorry. To be clear, today's goal is that's for the future. If the report will be ready. Today's goal is to give you an update of our approach, community outreach, interaction, and present some preliminary results. So give you an idea what kind of analysis, what kind of data we use, and what kind of analysis we use, we apply on the data, and etc. So, okay, next slide. So in the whole process of this study, and it's also how we defined our project plan, is community interaction very important. So the project started, the kickoff was at the previous ICANN 54 in Dublin. And in the meantime, there was a public comment period from December to February. And in that period, we also had interactions with the two technical advisory committees in the ICANN community, the SSEC and the RSSEC, virtual meetings, conference calls. And today we are here at ICANN 55 to present some preliminary results, get feedback from the community, and we will continue to do so. So we will present our preliminary results, approach, get consensus with the community. and that we don't miss any data, or people can comment on the analysis we do. For the future, near future, we will present our results at DNS.org and the IEPG/ITF in Buenos Aires. And of course, there are in the next couple of months other moments of interaction. Next ICANN, for example, in June. Next slide. Yeah. So, as part of the project, of course, there was a public comment period in December, January, and the summary was published in February. There were two comments sent to the in that period, one from the business constituency and one individual comment by Daniel Karenberg. One clear